These days, the coat and tie has given way to blue jeans, an open shirt, and perhaps the scruffy look of a day-old stubble. Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes that the politeness of the past has given way to the tell-it-like-it-is mentality of today, and something, he says, has been lost.
I recently had surgery. My wife and I went to the Choice One Urgent Care Clinic in Easton to have the dressing changed. Afterward, they sent a satisfaction survey inquiring about my experience. The questions were revealing. They were variations on what I would call social courtesies or even kindnesses, like, was I listened to? Were staff and physicians attended to my needs? Was I made to feel at ease and appropriately reassured? The focus of the survey seemed less about the medical interventions I received and more about the ways they were delivered. It seemed to me the primary question being asked was, did I feel treated as a person worthy of respect? I did. Today's hot-button issues revolved around just such matters, how we treat one another. As an octogenarian, I see the passing of many social courtesies once generally observed. Even to name some probably earns me a Fossil of the Year award. One is, when meeting someone for the first time, you extend the courtesy of a title, like addressing them Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith, until they invite you to call them by their given name. Public discourse has grown crude. Saying it like it is has become revered by some as suggesting no-nonsense truth-telling. The in-your-face character of saying it like it is gains attention, but it isn't typically helpful. It's as deceptive and false as any slick con artist. Tact is becoming obsolete. Social courtesies are a way of acknowledging and honoring community norms. Watching old movies, I notice how people dress in public places. My guess is that dressing more formally was not a statement as much about themselves as it was extending a courtesy to others with whom they were gathered. Being seen in public required some implied deference to others, the way some of us today might dress for religious services, weddings, and funerals. We're not taught how to relate to others. We're flaming individualists, but clueless in community. Kerry Cronin, a professor at Boston College, believes there's a scarcity of social skills today, particularly among young people. They don't know how to date. She offers freshman courses in dating. It's heavily subscribed. Students don't know how to talk in ways that help couples get to know each and trust each other. This, says Dr. Cronin, is a lost social script. She describes her class this way. Dating is a way to start practicing keeping your word and meaning what you say with your words, your body, and your time. Homework is arranging a date and in class reporting it. What to ask that is not too personal but is still personal is the biggest concern. The dating deficit is serious today because it grows out of the social and cultural crisis we now have in how we deal with one another. A tip of my hat to Professor Cronin. George Merrill on the shore.